Number one, proceed.
The history of thought, the Atlantean.
How about the pun on thought? Is that a pun put in language?
Is thought a pun on thought?
Yeah, yes. How did the Egyptians say thought?
They used it as thought, and that's also what came from Thor. Thor came from thought, and thought came from thought.
Okay, so if I was in Egypt right now, talking to someone 5,000 years ago, they would refer to Thoth, their god, and would say Thoth. That's the syllable that would come out of their mouth, right? We agree?
Correct. Isn't it interesting that the word thought, which is English, sounds similar to the word, the syllable, Thoth, that Egyptians said? Oh, that's like a future implanting.
Yes, it is.
Okay, number one. The history of thought.
I thought the Atlantean, master of mysteries, keeper of records, mighty king, magician, living from generation to generation, being able to pass into the halls of Amenti, set down for the guidance of those that are to come after these records of the mighty wisdom of great Atlantis.
Do the Wikipedia on Amenti.
Amenti, okay. They do Amunet, A-M-U-N-E-T is a derivative.
Was a deity.
Having several characteristics during the long history of the pantheon of ancient Egypt. Initially, Amunet was a female aspect of an abstract concept for air and invisibility.
Did you say air and invisibility?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Like Thoth was in the Hall of Amenti, which was about air and invisibility, and the aspect of Hathor. So there's the Thor there. And Hathor is Egyptian for Horus.
The goddess.
Horus was the god of death.
No, Hathor was the Egyptian goddess, not Horus.
Yeah, they said Egyptian for Horus enclosure.
Horus's enclosure. But it's a goddess, okay? Hathor, principles of feminine love, motherhood. Now you go back. See, it's a female aspect, an aspect of Hathor. So Hathor and the female. So this is a female aspect. Amenti is the female aspect.
But then this deity, and we don't know what that pronoun is.
All these.
This deity was without gender, but divided between Amunet and Amun for female and male aspects. There were two aspects of the primordial concept of air and invisibility in the
Ugload cosmogony. This includes eight deities worshipped as pairs. This pairing is probably what's significant.
Yeah, yeah.
The doubling, the two worlds.
Mm-hmm. Two exactly, with air and invisibility.
Yeah. So the two-ness of everything is what they're highlighting.
What they're actually laying out in this legend or description in the first tablet is coming back to describe, if you could wrap yourself around it, that there is a parallel universe that's controlled by a god or goddess of air and invisibility. You can be in one and be invisible and be in another through the air and be invisible to the other. So, continue.
In the great city of Kior on the island of Undal, in a time far past, I began this incarnation, not as the little men of the present age did. The mighty ones of Atlantis live and die, but rather from aeon to aeon did they renew their life in the halls of Amenti, where the river of life flows eternally onward.
There you go.
So you had immortality. If you read this as a book, a linearity, it seems to be in the past. But you're not understanding. If you believe Ion, it's the future.
Yes.
But that is not indicated to you as you read it.
Yes, with your air and invisibility, if that gets established, they're basically doing a little fiddle of philosophy to lay out the groundwork of how your creation, you're the creator, which was created. This is where Bob gets excited, because that's future past now. And as you stumble into this process, it gives you that line upon line foundation. They're setting the order of how they're explaining this whole dynamic that this Ionic 101.
Okay. 100 times 10 have I descended the dark way that led into light. And as many times have I ascended from the darkness into the light, my strength and power renewed. Now for a time I descend, and the men of Chem shall know me no more. But in a time yet unborn will I rise again, mighty and potent, requiring an accounting of those left behind me.
They're actually speaking of the future from the past, and that recounting comes when it gets that full circle from this river that flows infinitely.
The left behind me,
which is actually left forward.
Then beware, O men of Chem, if ye have falsely betrayed my teaching, for I shall cast ye down from your high estate into the darkness of the caves from whence ye came. So who would be falsely betraying his teaching?
Those that didn't understand or follow, those that jumped off into false premises and didn't arrive at their enlightened place of knowing. And see, that was the case. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had to come from the future experience into the past to give them the heads up of how it works.
There was no past. The past is only those left behind. Because if you're in the future...
in the future.
Yeah, if you're in the future, you have access to all times.
Not times further than your future is.
When we're talking about the future, are we talking 2,000 years in the future, 10 million years in the future? And the further future you go, which could be what they're talking about, because we don't know which future they're part of, but then it's cyclical and they come back. But that future would be quite advanced, and there would be no separate past.
That's correct.
Except for the dark.
They could plant them in the past to set the order so they could evolve into their new future place.
But it has to go back and help those that didn't get the teachings.
Well, if you're going to have a cure for cancer and there is no cancer, you may have to go back in the past and create the cancer so you can cure it.
But there's no cancer in the future.
Well, if there is, they cured it from the past.
If there's no cancer in the future, that's one thing. But if there is cancer in the future, it came from the past. They had to create the past. I don't know if that makes any
sense.
Well,
but taking from a future experience, drop another little tidbit. It's like there's been uranium and plutonium in the earth forever, but they didn't discover it till about the 40s.
What's that got to do with the past, present, future?
Because if they didn't tip it in the back from the future, they didn't go back in the back to let somebody figure out that it actually was and what it was to discover it, they might not even have come to the process of understanding how splitting atoms releases energy that opens up the new technologies that maybe they're missing from a future experience. Show me the science can be done of going back far enough, placing it in to where it becomes the android meme of being accepted and you have a microwave oven and it's no big deal.
Yeah, but we need to know the conditions of the future to get on page one. I mean, what's going on? Is there cancer in the future?
No.
Okay. There's not much of any problems in the future. And is that future in 200 years or 1,000 years? Now, I know we can't do time, but we're doing time, so we got to talk within time, right?
Wrong.
Okay, so this future ain't no place because there's no time, you know?
Correct. Duly noted.
Okay.
But let's ease on a little further.
Okay.
And it should sort of clear itself, but maybe not. We'll see. We'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Betray not my secrets to the men of the north or the men of the south, lest my curse fall upon ye. Okay, who are the men of the north and the men of the south?
Everything above the 33rd and everything below the 33rd.
And what curse is that?
Well, carry on. They're setting that up.
Yeah.
The better question is what is the secret?
So what is the secret?
There is no time.
It's like Hawaii is the perfect place, and every other part of the world is a distortion of the perfect climate in Maui. Those are degrees of difference or sin or, you know, I put that in there as put on. But the distortion, but here Maui's got the balance. It's like everything is balanced on the 33rd parallel. Any north or south is too cold or too hot.
That's the same way with JW's little garden spot of the world as well.
So the idea I got when we got here, that everything is a distortion, a corruption of the harmony of Hawaii, which now is expanded to third and parallel. That's thinking I had. It was accurate.
It is, unless you get caught up in the bog, in the ozone, in the blah, 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 blah.
So yeah.
What you're describing perfectly is how you overcome one of those degrees of separation.
What is the method of overcoming? You said that is how. What is the that?
You see Maui as paradise. Other people see paradise as poison because of the fog. That's what that is.
Those are degrees of separation among those here.
Yes, that's why you had to play the last resort on the things. So it's kind of like, wait a minute, we already had paradise, and we left paradise, and we're going to paradise, and then we get all the way to Lahaina, and how are we going to call for someplace paradise and then kiss it goodbye? These are degrees of separation, you see.
And I was thinking that Maui was the center. I didn't realize it was the 33rd parallel was the center.
Yes.
Remember and heed my words, for surely will I return again and require of thee that which ye regard.
Now hang on. For surely will I return again.
Yeah, double.
Return again. Meaning they've already returned from a future experience, and they will return again from a future experience.
To the later present. To return again means to return not in 10,000 BC, but in the year 2012. You know, it's return to the present now, because what they had been first returned to 10,000 years ago set up the thing that led to now. You follow that?
Yes.
The returning again is like returning now to our present, Carolyn.
Or back to your future.
Return again to a future.
Back to your future.
Meaning today. That's your way of describing today.
Well, no. Back to the future would be like going in the past, but you can go back to the future.
Wow.
There's no time and there's an infinite loop. If you can go in the future and you can go to the back, to the past, then you should be able to go back to the future.
Yeah, okay, good.
So if there's something that needs adjusting and it takes a little time to work out the particulars, rather than having to wait on that time to expire or expand, all you got to do is go back to the past, plant it, wait a few thousand years, let somebody dig it up, and then they've got 1,000 years to sort it out. So then when they go back to the future, it's already straightened out. That's a fun way to show me the science you created.
Well, I'll just say that you have a timeline, a past, a present, and a future.
No, you have a continuum. It's not a timeline. It's a continuum line.
And you cannot go back to the past because that's a future in another context.
Well, you
it's circular. It's circular. There is no past.
That's right. But you can go back to the same place on a circular racetrack over and over and over and over and over again.
As it moves forward? Or does it remain in a spot?
Well, that's for you to create.
I just go to the no time point. And this past, present, future doesn't work.
Yay. Good. Let's just stop talking about it then.
Good. Proceed.
I, even from beyond time and from beyond death, will I return, rewarding or punishing as ye have requited your truest.
That's a false premise.
Well, except for the tail end. What it's actually saying is that you are your judge.
Ye have requited your truest.
Unrequited love.
What's that mean? That means you didn't get love. Or you put out love and you didn't get something back. That's unrequited. So if you were requited, you got it back. As ye have requited, return to your truest.
Rewarding or punishing as ye have requited your truest. So if you're true, you're rewarded. If you're not true, you're punished, Ion?
Based on your own individualness. Here's the example. If you, the creator, believe in hell, you can go to hell. If you, the creator, believe in heaven, you can go to heaven. Depending on your belief system, because you can create it any way you want it.
Okay, and then, great were my people in the ancient days, great beyond the conception of the little people now around me, knowing the wisdom of old, seeking far within the heart of infinity knowledge that belonged to Earth's youth. Okay. Wise were we with the wisdom of the children of light who dwelt among us. Strong were we with the power drawn from the eternal fire. And of all these, greatest among the children of men was my father. Okay, there's the father. Look at it. Thought me. Thought me. He thought me up. And I'm a thought. THOTME, keeper of the great temple, link between the children of light who dwelt within the temple and the races of men who inhabited the 10 islands.
We would really go into that and start talking about the 10 levels, the 10 degrees, and we want to be careful not have adjudication that better people got on the 8th level and the yucky people got on the 2nd level, because that's not how that works.
Mm-hmm.
But there are those different islands or different tiers that you can choose and rebound regarding.
Mouthpiece after the three, there's the three, of the dweller of Unal, speaking to the kings with the voice that must be obeyed. Is that Thotmi? So the mouthpiece of the three?
No. The individual creator is the creator in that three, which you would call your physical body, your mind body, and your soulish spirit man of those three. It's an easy way to do it right now so you can get a good picture of the verbiage.
Grew I there from a child into manhood, being taught by my father the elder mysteries, there's elder, until in time there grew within the fire of wisdom, until it burst into a consuming flame. I'm reminded of the burning bush.
And the fire was catching. The spark was catching.
Not desired I but the attainment of wisdom, until on a great day the command came from the dweller of the temple that I be brought before him.
Brought before him. The dweller of the temple would be you on a different continuum.
Mm-hmm.
We're being careful not to use that T-I-M-E word, to a different space continuum that brings that knowledge forth. They're saying from the past, but since there is no past, it would have to be from a different place on the continuum line.
Few there were among the children of men who had looked upon that mighty face and lived.
Leading edge. That's your leading edge.
Yeah. For not as the sons of men are the children of light when they are not incarnate in a physical body. So that's people with the non-physical.
That's the guff.
Okay, chosen was I from the sons of men. It reads like Jesus.
Almost.
Chosen was I from the sons of men, taught by the dweller, so that his purposes might be fulfilled, purposes yet unborn in the womb of time. Long ages I dwelt in the temple, learning ever and yet even more wisdom, until I too approached the light emitted from the great fire.
Connection with source.
Connection with source, right.
Sometimes that's reconnection with source, but more often it's connection with source.
Taught me he the path to Amenti, the underworld where the great king sit upon his throne of might.
Underworld would be one of those tiers or levels. Now, some would say that underworld also comes from those contrasting negative emotions. You see, hate, depression, all the different things that you can get into that are not holding up your connection to source, you see.
Mm-hmm.
The layers of emotions is the underworld.
Underworld is one of those tears.
Tears.
Yeah, one of those tears can be expressed as contrasting negative emotions.
Hate, envy, lust, all those.
So he learned about all this. He learned about the underworld. And who's the great king?
You.
Deep I bowed in homage before the lords of life and the lords of death, receiving as my gift the key of life.
Ah. Now, they got the key of life. what is the key of life? The key of life. First of all, what do you need a key for? The key could be a directional path or a legend. Remember a key code?
So the key to the Grand Central Station to know which way to turn?
Or if you knew which way to turn and could not make that, there was a block. If you had that master key, you could unlock that door to go to any train, not just limited train. Some people, you've heard them talk about, they feel like they're in a dog race. They just do it over and 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 never get anywhere. But they're real busy at it. You know, they spend their life hitting their wheels.
Free was I of the halls of Amante, bound not to be death to the circle of life. Far to the stars I journeyed until space and time became as naught.
Bam.
He's getting out of it right there.
You're right, Bob. They used time just so they could catch folks at their place of knowing and understanding. And then that can evolve into this sentence, which says, once you get to a certain place, read the last little part again.
For to the stars I journeyed until space and time became as naught.
There you go. So now you can finally negate even space and time. We've already been beating out time, but we've left space alone. But you can finally get to a place where now space doesn't apply as well. Because here's why this is important. Carolyn, Bob discussed that they wanted to be able to zap out of this life and go into another life and then zap out of that life and come back to this one. Or float, or, you know, check out to go someplace else that is as good or better than where they are now. And then come back to verify or vilify that process. And it, yes, indeed, you looked on that creation and saw that it was good.
Then, having drunk deep of the cup of wisdom, I looked into the hearts of men, and there found I greater mysteries and was glad. For only in the search for truth could my soul be stilled and the flame within be quenched. Now, he's not saying he's coming back to save anybody, but he's...
No, that's right.
Down through the ages I lived, seeing those around me taste of the cup of death and return again in the light of life.
To the Gulf of Guff.
Gradually, from the kingdoms of Atlantis passed waves of consciousness that have been one with me, only to be replaced by spawn of a lower star. So is that where they got corrupted? What's
no, it's evolving creators.
Only to be replaced by spawn of a lower star. That doesn't sound too tempting.
Oh, yes. You got to have creators that don't know what they're doing.
Oh,
they
yeah.
create to a point that they come to the place, because otherwise if you put them in paradise, they may not notice. Contrast allows that process. Bob asking questions redefines his knowing and understanding, which he already knows. He's just making sure that he gets it very clear, and that spawning process as you come into your enlightened position of knowing.
In obedience to the law, the word of the master grew into flower. Who's the master?
You are.
You are. Downward into the darkness turned the thoughts of the Atlanteans. So this is where their contrast then went into a dark zone?
Well, they started eliminating their capacity to relax, allow, and any contrast then became their notable doom. That's from a future continuum. They would eliminate themselves in a future continuum unless they go back in an earlier continuum to set this in place so it would be when they show up the next time, they'll be evolved and it'll be figured out. And that spark is happening already now as you plug back into source and recognize it in your physicalness.
Until at last in this wrath arose from his Agwanti, the dweller, and there's a bracket by the translator saying this word has no English equivalent. It means a state of detachment.
Right. Cutting yourself off from source. That wrath and anger. The most angry people on the planet are the ones that won't allow their resonance with their non-physical to get them all the good seats. The best seats. The first class. The penthouse.
So that says, until at last in this wrath arose from his aguanti, the dweller, speaking the word, calling the power. Deep in Earth's heart, the sons of Amante heard and hearing, directing the changing of the flower of fire that burns eternally, changing and shifting, using the Logos until that great fire changed its direction.
That's right. You keep going around the mountain until you figure it out.
Over the world, then broke the great waters. So there's the flood, drowning and sinking, changing Earth's balance until only the Temple of Light was left standing on the great mountain of Undal, still rising out of the water. Some there were who were living, saved from the rush of the fountains. Is this a depiction of the flood?
Yes.
And that was caused by the Nephilim, or the interpretation of the Nephilim was abomination.
Yes.
Called to me then the master saying, and the master we know is us. Gather ye together my people, take them by the arts ye have learned of far across the waters, until ye reach the land of the hairy barbarians, dwelling in caves of the desert. Follow there the plan that yet know of. Hopefully it's ye know of. Now that sounds like Moses and reaching the Canaanites. Is that true?
Yes. And that's been retold many different times, many different ways. Buddha had the same kind of story. Uh-huh. Allah had the same kind of story. The lyrics are the same, but sometimes there's different verses.
Okay, gathered I then my people and entered the great ship of the master. Upward we rose into the morning. Dark beneath us lay the temple. Suddenly over it rose the waters, banished from earth until the time appointed was the great temple. So that was the ascension. Sounds like the ascension in a spaceship. Or was it a transmutation?
Maybe, but they come into the place that they're working out the time element. Once the time element is gone, then it ascends and it's just not in conversation anymore. But here they're just laying that groundwork until you get there. You're never late if you don't have time.
Fast we fled toward the sun of the morning until beneath us lay the land of the children of Kim. Raging, they came with cudgels and spears, lifted in anger, seeking to slay and utterly destroy the sons of Atlantis.
Future expression of experience.
That hasn't happened yet.
Perfect. That's right, Bob. Perfect. And yet they wrote about it ever how long ago, so it can get solved now.
How do we solve it?
So you have time to work it out so that devastation doesn't have to occur.
And are we working that out right now?
In a 3-2-1 process, you certainly are. It's like old-timey high school. It's not good enough just to get the right answer. You have to show your work. Remember when you're working the problem? You can't just get the right answer. You got to be able to show your work. Mm-hmm. And that's what Bob was asking about earlier. That's so sweet and eloquent because it's exactly right. You can't just say you're time 3-2-1. You got to show your work.
And you got to be able to say it appropriately to different people who come at different stages.
Well, how do you do an appendectomy on somebody? It's pretty much the same, but you've got to get good enough at doing the appendectomy that you could do it on anybody and have practically the causal same result.
And you have to see where they're at, what they think the appendectomy is for or something.
Exactly.
Okay. Then raised I my staff and directed a ray of vibration, striking them still in their tracks as fragments of stone of the mountain. Then spoke I to them in words calm and peaceful, telling them of the might of Atlantis, saying we were children of the sun and its messengers. Howled I them by my display of magic science until at my feet they groveled when I released them. Long dwelt we in the land of Khem, long and yet long again, until obeying the commands of the Master, who while sleeping yet lives eternally.
There you go, what sleeping yet lives eternally. Who is that?
Us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is very revelatory. You've got to know. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get much better.
Are these emerald tablets that are mentioned in the Wikipedia been seen? Are they in a museum or something?
No, but they have been seen.
But they're pretty hard to get to see.
Well, nobody will acknowledge that they are.
I sent from me the sons of Atlantis, sent them in many directions, that from the womb of time wisdom might rise again in her children. Long time dwelt I in the land of Khem, doing great works by the wisdom within me. Upward grew into the light of knowledge the children of Khem, watered by the rains of my wisdom. Last did I then a path to Amante, so that I might retain my powers, living from age to age, a son, S-U-N, of Atlantis, keeping the wisdom, preserving the records. Great few the sons of Khem, conquering the people around them, growing slowly upwards in soul force. Now for a time I go from among them into the dark halls of Amante, deep in the halls of the earth, before the lords of the powers, face to face once again with the dweller. Raise thy high over the entrance, a doorway, a gateway leading down to Amante.
Where's Amante?
Air and invisibility.
There you go.
Few there would be with courage to dare it. Few pass the portal to dark Amante. Raised over the passage, I, a mighty pyramid, using the power that overcomes Earth's force, and in brackets gravity. Deep and yet deeper place I, a force house or chamber. From it carved I a circular passage reaching almost to the great summit. So he's describing building the pyramid. There in the apex set I the crystal, sending the ray into the time-space.
There you go. The way Bob's screaming, because those are the same crystals.
You mean the thing that somebody put when we were doing the Ottoman and the blue thing and all that?
Yes. Very good.
Yeah.
Drawing the force from out of the ether, concentrating upon the gateway to Amante. So in the apex set I the crystal, sending the ray into the time space. Is the ray somehow abolishing time space?
No, it's the key that opens up those other dimensions.
Which means abolishing time and space, in a sense.
Because if you can leave it, then you can destroy it. That's why it's a false premise. The crystal that's set on the apex of the summit is the key, when we talked about the key earlier.
Yes.
It opens up that other air and invisible part.
Other chambers I built and left vacant to all seen, yet...
Those are portals.
Yet hidden within them are the keys to Amante.
Oh, just a minute, it's raining. I just checked that.
Yay, it's raining. Yeah, shut the windows.
Yeah.
Actually, I've been asking for rain the past 2 days, and we have rain.
Just to take a little side while he's doing that, how did you get the rain? 3, 2, 1, to process. You spent your time talking about how much you enjoyed the rain, how it waters the plants, how it makes everything green, how it washes the bog, how it replenishes that which is of life-giving nutrient to the earth.
Bob's just going to do downstairs. So you're right. Saying that as we go through all the tablets, yeah, there's going to be a lot of repetition and whatnot. It's not a matter of us reprinting all these words of the Emerald Tablets, but taking the parts of it that we need to take to describe what's going on to people.
That can open understanding in a dumbed-down way so everybody can travel from dimension to dimension if they want to. If you don't like Ion's words, use the Emerald Tablet words.
Yeah, because they've been around for 30 36,000 years, so it's way past history and, you know, it's nothing new.
No, because it's not been done yet. It came from a future experience.
It's not been done yet, but the Thoth did it.
In the future. So we're the first to crack the code. Exactly. And that's what that code was put here for.
But that's why we're Moses, Carol.
True part sons of Moses.
Wow.
You are the true part sons of God.
Are you quoting this or the Bible?
Either.
Oh, you're saying it.
Yeah. Okay. Imagine that.
So then he said, just to repeat, other chambers I built and left vacant to all seeming.
What is that all about?
You said they were portals already.
Uh-huh. And portals are for what purpose?
Portals are like windows into other realities.
Very good, very good, very good, okay.
Yet hidden in them are the keys to Amante. He who in courage would dare the dark realms. Let him be purified first by long fasting. Lie in the sarcophagus of stone in my chamber. Then reveal I to him the great mysteries. Soon shall he follow to where I shall meet him. Even in the darkness of earth shall I meet him. I, Thoth, Lord of Wisdom, meet him and hold him and dwell with him always.
Who's him?
Him is ourselves, right, Ion?
The creators, yes. Do you get this? This tablet is setting forth to the given to the creators who are going to do it, which then allows it to be in another continuum, a future continuum, but that's not the right word, in a continuum not yet yet.
Not yet yet. JW's already done this.
Pretty much.
Builded I the great temple patterned after the pyramid of Earth Force. Earlier they said Earth Force was gravity, so that's interesting. Builded I the great pyramid patterned after the pyramid of Earth Force, burning eternally so that I too might remain through the ages.
It was like a big struggle for him to stay here because he didn't believe in gravity, but he created a symbol of gravity because everybody else was trapped in gravity. Something like that.
Something like that?
Very close, very close. So close you can't tell the difference.
And JW is one of the first to go into this, even though many have done it in the future. But right now, JW is accidentally flipped into it.
Correct, and you would say that without any piety that would be attached to him. It's no other difference than solving the code, you see? Mm-hmm. Solving the path, solving the direction, solving the how-to, solving a simple explanation of 3-2-1 that everybody can get it. Same deal.
Okay, I'm just moving it forward a bit.
And the going to that country actually opened up even more because those symbols were actually future representations.
They already said that Isis and Horus and those basic symbols, they represent positive and negative charges.
Well, you could do that with your Baghdad battery, where you take copper and a metal rod and pour wine in it or an orange juice, something acidic. It would create a ohm charge of electricity.
But you're saying they had electric lights. They had more than just a little battery going.
Well, a little battery the size of a truck would make a lot of electricity. And even the hieroglyphs in the pyramids show them.
Wow. But nobody has seen that.
Yes, they have.
They do see that it's electricity.
They do see the picture of the light lighting up the chamber 100 foot in the center of the pyramid where you couldn't have a fire because there wasn't enough oxygen to work and you had to have your path lighted to what you were building.
Was that a technology from the future?
All technologies from the future.
Yes.
Did they have well-lit cities or just a couple of batteries?
No, no, all was lit.
Okay, so they had what we got in New York City.
They had more than you got because they didn't have any greenhouse effect.
Okay, let's continue on. In it, I builded my knowledge of magic science so that I might be here when again I return from Amante.
Through a portal from slipping into a different continuum.
When I sleep in the halls of Amante, my soul roaming free will incarnate, dwell among men in this form or another. And then in brackets, Hermes thrice born. Emissary on earth am I of the dweller. So that's his physical body on earth with the non-physical dweller. Fulfilling his commands, so many might be lifted. Now return I to the halls of Amante, leaving behind me some of my wisdom. Preserve ye and keep ye the command of the dweller. Lift ever upwards your eyes toward the light. Surely by right ye are one with the Master. Surely by right ye are one with the All.
That's the non-physical. That's how four people can have a conversation and be one.
Now I depart from ye, know my commandments, keep them and be them, and I will be with you, helping and guiding you into the light.
The portal.
You know, this is not astral projection.
No.
Yeah.
And the last line is, now before me opens the portal, go I down into the darkness of night. So that's the end of tablet one.
The dark of night is the black hole. He's going into another place.
Yes, Bob, you are absolutely 100% point on. But there's another dynamic. The other dynamic is the dark place. You have these 6 billion creators that are running around here creating everything and not knowing how they create anything. They're creating by default.
Well, it seems that he's over there, and he's coming back to this world. He's leaving those over there and coming back to this world.
Yes.
Or vice versa.
Yes, perfect. That's right.
We could have done what we're doing now.
You have done it.
Yeah.
Carol, many moons ago, in this beginning work, you said your desire was to figure out what you have to align and relax and allow with to be able to disappear from this planet, go someplace else, and then be able to come back. And that's what this is regarding. And if you hadn't had this experience before, how could you possibly come to the place to ask that specific question if it had not been in your knowing already?
There's no way we could have found it.
You wouldn't have bumped into it, you see.
Just thinking it means you're already inside.
Yes, but how do you think it?
That's what I mean. It's been given to you.
That's right. And in the dark place, you may have that knowledge but not develop it or not bump into it. And then all of a sudden you have it, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, okay, so this is all we have to do. Okay, boom, I'll see you. I'll catch you on the flip side.
That's what's interesting, I find, about language and expression. It's tracking us like another world, telling us stuff that our soul will realize in the soul and the physical.
If you can align, relax, and allow with it.
Yeah.
And if not, that's not a problem. You just ride around the racetrack a few more times until it gets familiar to you.
So the Joyce in Finnegan's Wake, which just was one of the first to wrestle with the language, making commentary on what was unfolding. You get all mixed up in it, maybe.
Or maybe he was just on the endless loop of trying to bring himself, number one, and